Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12. Suffering normal. It's the normal that I want to concentrate on in this discourse, and that's because Peter concentrates on it. Let me read the actual verse. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12. Dear friends, don't be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering, as though something strange were happening to you, but, and so on. But it's this point. Don't be surprised. You're suffering, but don't be staggered by it. Don't be knocked back by it. Don't be upset by it. Don't be taken off balance by it. This is not strange, as though something strange were happening to you. You are going through suffering, you are going through pain, you are going through trial, setback, disappointment, whatever. You're meeting opposition, no doubt. But this suffering is the normality for the believer. Now, today, suffering is considered something odd and something to avoid, especially by believers. I think the prosperity gospel has wreaked havoc. Once you become a believer, it's sunshine every day and ice cream for every meal and so on. No, it's not. The new covenant principle is that suffering is normal. Christ is very clear in Matthew 5, verse 11 to 12. This is true happiness, he says. This is blessedness. Blessed are you when you're persecuted. The gospel is the upside down. The kingdom is the upside down of the world. The world rejoices in luxury and comfort and ease and happiness and all that. Well, the believer wants to be happy, but the believer knows that suffering is not odd and out of the question. It's a norm. It's the norm. It's the normal way of going on for the believer. Ease and comfort is the odd thing. We should dread the ease and the comfort. Let me read this verse to you. I'm not sure whether it's by Sir Richard de Courcy or Augustus Toplady, but it doesn't matter. But this is what it says. He's talking about the Christian's voyage. Whene'er be calmed I lie, and storms forbear to toss, be thou, dear Lord, still nigh, lest I should suffer loss. For more the treacherous calm I dread than tempest bursting o'er my head. Toplady or de Courcy. That was their experience. It's more dangerous to be in calm and easy waters than it is to be ploughing through tempests and storms. Don't be surprised. This is not strange. This is the lot of God's elect. Is this the lot of God's elect? Yes, it is. This is the way. Christendom, Western culture, like so much of it, has ruined this, so much of the gospel. The prosperity gospel has played havoc with it. Separation from the world, separation unto Christ, brings a cost. Count the cost, Christ says. Sit down and count before you come. Sit down and work it out. It's inevitable, this cost for Christ. Love for Christ brings loss in this age. This is the way we grow. This is the growing medium. This is how we develop. Romans 5, verse 3, rejoice in your sufferings. It produces patience, perseverance, hope. It's the love of God is shed in your heart by the Holy Spirit. Suffering brings all this. It brings character. Don't misread suffering, brother and sister. Are you passing through trial? This is not strange or odd. Look upon it the other way around. When things are going well, easily, prosperous and so on. Then that's the odd time, as it were. In this world we shall have tribulation, but rejoice, I have overcome the world. Our hope, our happiness, our settlement is not in this age, it's in the age of the kingdom, the fullness of the kingdom. I know the kingdom has come now, but the kingdom is coming in all its fullness at the return of Christ. That's the day. That's the day when we shall shine in all the prosperity. That's when the prosperity gospel comes in, if you like. That's when it's prosperous. In this age, we shall have tribulation. Dear friends, don't be surprised at the painful trial you are suffering. Was there something strange were happening to you? Unbeliever, do you think becoming a Christian is for weak, effeminate people who haven't got any backbone? You're quite wrong. Are you man enough, I might say? Are you strong enough to stand up, to want to stand up, to want to stand out in this fallen world? Will you be, or can you face the challenge to come to Christ? This is not the weak sop and sugary way that many people think it is. Don't think it's surprise. Don't be surprised. Don't think it's strange. These things are bound to be. But there is a coming age of blessing for the child of God. Hallelujah. This is not pie in the sky when you die, no. It is a glorious future with Christ forever and ever. Amen.